Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalms, chapter 139 and verse 23. And I like what King David beautifully narrates the story. He says, he's actually asking God, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." That's what he says. My dear brothers and sisters, real change always begins within us before it shows up around us. You know, there's a beautiful classic story, Peanuts comic strip, and Lucy tells Charlie Brown she wants to change the world. When Charlie asks where she'd start, she bluntly replies, "With you." That's often how we think change should happen in others first, right? If you see in relationships like marriage, for instance, we may pray, "Lord, please change my spouse." But real breakthrough often comes when we pray instead, "Lord, change me first." The way the atmosphere in your home or workplace shifts often depends on your own words, actions, and reactions. My dear brothers and sisters, the Word of God reminds us in the book of 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 to 9, it says, "Be tender-hearted and keep a humble attitude. Do not retaliate. Instead, pay them back with a blessing." That is what God has called you to do, and He will bless you for it. 1 Peter 3, 8 to 9 is the NLT version. So, the truth is, we often resist change. I like what Francis Burnett wrote in The Secret Garden. He says, quotes, "At first, people refuse to believe that a strange new thing can be done. Then they begin to hope. Then they see it can be done. Then it is done. And all the world wonders why it was not done centuries ago." I like the psalmist's prayer. It's still a model for today. It says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." In Psalms 139, 23 to 24. My dear brothers and sisters, when you allow God to transform you, others will eventually see and respond to that change. And let me tell you, a changed life is a greatest testimony without words. People will observe you, see you, and will be influenced by a transformed life. Amen? So how can we apply this word to our personal lives? I'll give you a few pointers. Number one, examine yourself first. Introspection is of paramount importance here, right? So before blaming others, ask God to show you where you need to grow. Secondly, change your response. Instead of retaliating or reacting in anger, choose kindness, humility, and blessing. Thirdly, invite God's refining. Remember, God chastens His beloved, His children. He sanctifies them, refines them, right? So make space for the Holy Spirit to highlight those unhealthy attitudes, hidden fears, or pride, right? Fourthly and lastly, model the change you seek. The way you shift your words, tone, and actions can actually inspire transformation in those around you. So my dear brothers and sisters, if you want to transform your situation and circumstances, transform yourself first. Amen? Let's pray. Abba Father, we want to say thank you that you are a God who looks at us at all times. You desire that we will grow in the knowledge of your will and understanding. You desire that we'll be transformed into the image of Christ. And I pray that today is yet another opportunity for change. and we embrace change in our spirit, in our soul, in our body, in the name of Jesus. And intentionally, we'll work towards it, that we will cooperate with your Holy Spirit of God. Abba Father, I pray that you will search our hearts today. Reveal the areas in us that need to change, O God. Help us to walk in humility. Help us to walk in tenderness and in love. Lord God Almighty, let the transformation that we desire in our home, in our relationships, and our world begin with us. Shape us into the person you have called us to be, and let our lives reflect your grace and your truth, O God. Lord, today as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from any and every appearance of evil. The ones who may be sick in our midst, I rebuke every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into that body again no more. For by the wounds of Jesus, we were healed and made whole. And we give you the glory and the honor, because it is all yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.